While the debate over illegal immigration laws and policies continue to spin with slow, if any, solutions being created, the children of these families continue to face separation or deal daily with the threat of it happening. It's easy to say things like they shouldn't have illegally entered the country in the first place and then dismiss the matter, yet that casts these children adrift. And no matter what the reasons are for their personal situation, there is some humanity and support that's needed. Joining us now is a high school student who had been watching all this unfold and decided to create that support for these kids. Here to share the details about her idea, which became the online resource outlet in case of deportation, is Jody Bell. How are you today, Jody?
I'm good. I'm good.
And learn more about Jody's idea that became this this resource of really important information for these kids, icodhelp.org. Yes, we have a link over at our website to get you over to Jody's work and see what, and certainly share the information too, make more people aware of what she is offering. So what was the idea? What was the inspiration behind In Case of Deportation?
Well, you know, I think when I started my sophomore year of high school, I actually noticed a lot of my peers were talking to me about their situation, which is that their parents are undocumented and they feel like they don't have information about the situation, and they also don't feel emotionally supported because they are intimidated by the guidance counselors and adults available at the school, and they just don't feel like they have anyone that they can really turn to. So they turn to other peers, such as myself, and they feel like information-wise, everything available online is too dense and also intimidating. And so during my sophomore year, I began researching deportation and trying to figure out a way to leverage some of the resources that I have in my life to create this website, which will initially was only to help these close-knit peers of mine, but then expanded after I realized that this is actually a widespread problem.
Well, certainly, because kids who are facing the situations in your home turf, which is Connecticut, there are kids with similar situations, probably larger numbers in places like Texas and California, Arizona.
Exactly.
Just for the person listening, when ICE or the Border Patrol does what they do, they just take care of whatever legal situations are with the parents. The kids are not part of the equation other than the separation. But, you know, you have your peers around you and you've heard them, you talk with them. We know about the ones who have been separated, and right now the government is doing the best they can, which isn't always the best to do reunions. Mm-hmm. But what do the kids say who are living day to day with the possibility that the knock on the door might be theirs?
No, it's terrifying. There is also so much paperwork that they tend to be aware of, but don't really know how to do stuff like, you know, okay, so I have to think about who I'm going to live with if my parents just don't pick me up from school, or if I just know that they're detained and I might not see them again. I have to not only know where I'm going to live with, I need to know where my medical records are. I have to know about my siblings and make sure that they're accounted for. If we have pets, I have to figure out how to deal with them. And, you know, how am I going to get into the house? I'm going to be like maybe in fourth grade and have my own set of house keys to get in my house if my parents aren't there. They're dealing with really heavy stuff, and it's emotionally heavy, but they don't necessarily have the ability to do a lot of the paperwork that is available online. And the information online it's not conflicting, but it's so varied between states that it's really difficult for a child or anyone to know exactly what needs to be done to prepare for this, you know?
Is there a fear, too, with the kids that you talk with or hear from that if they go looking for this information through official websites, their IP is going to get tagged and they're going to get tracked and traced, something like that?
Yeah, that was actually a risk of our website as well. We want to make sure that the kids knew that everything they were putting on there was protected. And I think for a lot of the kids specifically, that's not a major concern because they don't necessarily know, or at least for the younger kids, they don't necessarily know about a lot of the internet patrol and stuff. But they had a really big fear of the teachers and the adults in their life, which was kind of odd, you know, guidance counselor confidentiality and such. But they were terrified talk to the guidance counselors, who are supposed to be their foolproof emotional support provided by the school, you know?
Oh, Jody Bell, who is the founder of In Case of Deportation, an online resource center for kids of immigrant families. ICODHelp.org is the website, which you can learn more about and even pass along to someone who could use this information. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Are any of these kids, might be a off-center question. Any of these kids angry at their parents for creating this situation? Because, again, the debate is what the debate is, but if the parents didn't do what they did, the kids wouldn't be in this spot right now.
Well, from what I found, they're not necessarily angry at their parents for coming to the country illegally, but the issue is a lot of the parents are not telling their children that they're there without papers.
Oh.
So they find out that, and then they're very angry that they just were never informed. So now we're also targeting the website to include children who just are unsure of their parents' legal status here. Because the parents, of course, just want to protect their child. But the child also feels like it's their right to know because it affects them so closely as well.
Well, certainly. I mean, just take the cause out of the discussion. A parent can choose to be a criminal and go rob a bank and not tell the kid, but that's going to put the kid in a similar situation that these kids are facing in. So it's the action of the parents and responsibilities or irresponsibility that's causing that's part of the equation that's causing these kids what they have to face and to deal with. And again, at least my understanding of the system is the kids can come forward and they'll have greater protection than because they were unwilling participants in the getaway car, for to use a bank robbery analogy. And they would probably find more protection if they went to the official sources than the adults would, because the adults are actually the criminals as far as the law is concerned. But it sounds like your website is just building that safety net of security so they feel more comfortable reaching out for that information through what you've set up.
That's the goal, yeah.
What's the reaction been? Have you, do you have any functions where you can see number of visitors, number of hits, any communications you've received from anyone who has either heard about or has used the information on your site?
Well, yeah, actually. The official press release was just this past Monday, so it's very new. But we're actually already being implemented into the Greenwich High School District and as well New Rochelle, because the superintendents at both districts and schools thought that it would be a helpful resource for the kids. We're trying to keep confidentiality of the children, so we're not communicating with them directly. But hopefully in the future, we'll see responses from the high schools regarding the website.
That's certainly something any school could incorporate or use what you've done as a guideline for taking care of kids in their home turf as well. And this is part of a great program, too, that Jody was a part of Girls with Impact Academy, something that Jennifer Openshaw has been on the show frequently over all the years we've been doing this show. And just from what I've experienced learning about what you've done and what that program is all about, it just flies into the face of the belief that so many have that kids today don't care. And you're a great example of an argument against that false belief. And I just want to congratulate you on proving those naysayers wrong about the next generation, because there are many more kids who do care. We just hear, unfortunately, about the few who decide to go into stupid mode and do something they shouldn't be doing versus the many like yourself who are really stellar members of your community, and I congratulate for that.
Thank you.
So, again, it's a dicey debate, but like it or not, there are effects, residual effects, and situation that are created from actions, and kids of illegal immigrant parents, they're one of those situations that something humane and supportive has to be done. First best step I've seen so far is Jody's website, the resource outlet in case of deportation, icodhelp.org. No matter who you are, it will be useful information, and hope more get onto this idea and spread it as quickly as possible, because with the government dragging its feet, it's something that will give a lot of kids a lot of help a lot faster and a lot more security and stability, which they are in dire need of. Jody, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.